Hey, this is Pastor Bill. Can you believe that there are pagan festivals of Satan worship and wild parties going on to the tunes of tens of thousands of people? Well, then maybe you're not aware of the Burning Man Festival that took place around Labor Day of this last year and has been for several years. Anyway, you're about to step into the World of Religions class here at Berean Baptist Academy. It's a short recording. I broke up a couple of them so that you can manage them throughout your day. But take a listen. And it's going to start abruptly in Romans 16. We're going to talk about a little bit about 2 Corinthians 2:11 and our textbook, Handbook of Today's Religions, Josh McDowell, page 237. Thanks for listening.
I'm passing out to you an article called The Swarms of Insects Invade Burning Man Festival. How many of you have heard of the Burning Man Festival? Okay. So this article was written a long time ago. You can see that August 20th. I saved it for this very day. August 20th is how this goes. And this this is from the WND.com, and let's see here. A perceived pagan worship event that's set to kick off in the coming days has just been hit with a massive infestation of insects, surprising participants and organizers who say the bugs could very well pose a health hazard to festival goers. The event, the Burning Man, see they have their own website, is an annual affair in the Black Rock Desert in northern Nevada. The last year drew 68,000 people. Now, folks, I know that doesn't seem like a lot. You get that into a stadium now for a football game. But when you get it out into the middle of a desert, you should see the picture. I mean, they form themselves in a particular shape. I'm not saying go look too much at it, but at least, you know, so you don't sound like an idiot. It won't hurt for you to open your eyes and pay attention to the news every now and then and be aware. Just like 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, the devil has lots of devices. Seems simple enough. Its 10 main principles, as espoused by co-founder Larry Harvey, was written in 2004. Its website talks about those 10 principles. So, among radical self-reliance and radical self-expression, making the organization the target of religious folk who say the event is nothing more than a huge pagan worship draw. The reality of the Burning Man is much closer to worship of the gods of the underworld than it is to Woodstock, wrote one blogger. So someone's thinking, oh, this is just a time for everyone to get together and just kind of enjoy a Woodstock. Can anyone kind of give me an idea what that is? Prove to me that you know something about history. Woodstock? Yes, a big music festival. Yes. High, and it was right in the middle of the free sex movement. So multiple sexual partners. Yes, out in the open. Yes, at a music festival in the late 60s. So when people talk about how wicked the world is, I agree, but it's also very cyclic. What do I mean by that? No, that's not what that means. Cyclic. C-Y-C-L-I-C. Cyclic. What word are we talking about? What's that built off of?
Sync.
Cyclic. There, that's how a British person would say it. Cyclic. Has the idea that the world just goes through cycles, just over and over and over again. Well, there's societies that go through cycles, there's economic classes that go through cycles. There are all kinds of cycles that society goes through. Okay, so what am I saying? I'm saying our generation hasn't really had a Woodstock that everyone's talking about. Probably until right here. Woodstock was a huge deal. Okay. It was kind of the revolutionary's way. You know, think about hippies, tie-dye, get your little Volkswagen van, all that movement. And out of that came a Christianized movement that really did some good things called the Jesus Movement. And they were people that honestly were confused for the free lovers in a different way. You know, you're calling everyone brother and sister, and you show love to one another. You can be confused for something very immoral and godless. Which is, by the way, what happened in the first century. Christians are called atheists. Do you know why they were called atheists?
They
didn't worship the gods of the Romans. They just said Caesar wasn't God, so they're called atheists. They were rumored as taking part in what this article calls, I hate the word, but it's a real word, orgies, which is public, multiple partners at a time, and it's too bad, but it's a word in English language, and it's Christians were thought to have those things because they called the Lord's Supper the love feast. And why? Because they loved Jesus. And so in the first century, Christians were also sometimes thought of as cannibals. Why? Because supposedly at this Lord's Supper, they eat the body and blood of Jesus. And they were rumored time and again
being involved with things because they came out of those wicked practices, and they were confused with being a part of them. So kind of the same idea of the Jesus freaks that came out of the Jesus movement that came out of the Woodstock crowd in the late 60s. All right, so when the author of this article says that this is nothing like Woodstock, all of a sudden you should be like, okay, what does he mean? All right, it's nothing like that music festival in the late 60s. This is actually a religion, okay? It's more, he says, more of a pagan festival than it is of Woodstock. All right, and you might notice at the top of the second page on his blog, he says, every manner of perversion and occultic practice is an open display during the annual Labor Day weekend extravaganza. This is Old Testament Bali worship on overdrive. I don't know if he meant Baal. I hope so, because I've never read that word in my Old Testament, but oh well. You might notice that screenshot of someone's Twitter account. And so anyway, you have this big pagan festival. It takes place in Nevada, and there's this huge, huge infestation of bugs at it. Good. All right. Another blogger with a website, JesusIsSavior.com, pointed to past clothing optional Burning Man festivals that included New Age events for neo-pagans, Wiccans, transvestite entertainers, curious seekers, and old hippies to go to trance, perform rituals, burn sacrifices to deities, fornicate, and otherwise just express themselves. In other words, last year, 68,000 people from all over America decided to go to this. The year's event runs August 30th, April 7th, so just picture people all over the world telling their bosses they need a week off to go take part in this. But it's been tainted by the strange appearance of thousands of biting bugs, the swarming of which has been photographed and posted on several social media sites in the past few days, and the Burning Man blog confirmed their existence. It says, you may have seen the bug rumors on the internet. We are here to tell you that they're all true. Well, maybe not all the rumors, but the bugs are real. They're everywhere. They bite, they crawl all over you, they get up and in you. He went on, pointing to the sheer oddity of the swarms. What's going on? We don't know. We don't know how the little critters survive in the heat and the sun. All we know is that if you pick up some wood, you're likely to uncover hundreds of thousands of the things, he wrote. They've blown up inches deep against the sides of the commissary tent, which is where you get food in case you're new to the army thing. They've covered the carpets at the depot. They're all over the man base, so it's not a localized occurrence. It's everywhere. And you can see what looks like a snowstorm around that streetlight. It's not. Those are bugs. Two nights ago. And Curley did offer a quasi-explanation of the bugs' presence. He says, we don't know where they came from, but there are two main theories. One is that all spring and summer rain has hatched critters that lie dormant or usually come to life at a different time of year. Or maybe they hitchhiked in on a load of wood from somewhere. Or maybe, as Shade postulated, out at a man base, there's a Johnny bug seed making the rounds at night, sprinkling them anywhere and everywhere. The insects have been identified as stink bugs, which emit a strong, unpleasant odor, and as possibly mosquitoes or seed bugs. These guys also release a terrible smell, and they like to poke their proboscis into people's skin, reported Gizmodo, which really hurts. They are usually not, they're actually not biting or attacking. It's more like a long, hollow tongue. These are desert bugs, and they look for water everywhere, including your skin. So the person who is interested in the event would be like, oh, that's a bummer. But the person who's reading the news as you're scrolling through your phone, standing in line to get your hamburger at Five Guys or whatever it's called, you're sitting there reading and you're like, Burning Man, that sounds freaky. Folks, it's more than freaky, it's Satanism. It's pagan worship. You need to see that it's becoming popular and acceptable. So back to our textbook, bottom page 236 as we finish up here. Traditionally, Satanism has been interpreted as the worship of evil, a religion founded upon the very principles which Christianity rejects. Jake, begin reading. As such, Satanism exists only where Christianity exists and can be understood only in the context of the Christian worldview. Things are, so to speak, reversed. The Christian devil becomes the Satanist's god, Christian virtues become vices, and vices are turned into virtues. Life is interpreted as a constant battle between the powers of light and darkness, and the Satanist fights on the side of darkness, believing that ultimately this will achieve victory. And so if you were to think of a Bible story that this is reflected in, which would you pick? Where they really do think that they're going to take over. Say again? The Tower of Babel, that's exactly right. Genesis chapter 11. Yeah. You were?
I was trying to...
I see. Yeah. So there is a lot to remember. Romans chapter 16. There's a lot for us to remain simple concerning, but one of them is not the news. Okay? Don't be a nitwit. Do not claim to be intelligent and ignore the fact that there's things going on besides your team winning. You're an idiot if you let the world pass you by without taking note of how evil it is. You have to. You're not allowed to stick your head in the sand and think about nothing more than what you're going to wear tomorrow and what your friends are doing on Facebook. You've got to do more than that. You're going to be, most of you, adults this year, if you're not already, means that you can actually have a part of putting our next president in office, and you cannot afford to be an idiot. We have enough nominal Christians out there. You have to be aware of stupid shows and ridiculous festivals where 70 to 80,000 people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars collaboratively, maybe millions, to get to a festival where they're going to take part in wicked things that are totally allowed. So, it'll mean more to you maybe when you're a parent, but it should mean a lot to you now. Because it means probably you've got a good chance of knowing someone that's dabbling in this stuff. Okay. All right. What are your questions or comments? Or, spice it up a little bit, what are your disagreements? Okay. Well, that's it.